Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church with Katy Park Baptist Church on Go the Distance. Toward the end of the 19th century, Swedish chemist Alfred Nobel awoke one day to read his own obituary. This is what it said. Alfred Nobel, inventor of dynamite, who died yesterday, devised a way for more people to be killed in a war than ever before, and he died a very rich man. But actually, it was Alfred's older brother who had died, and the newspaper made a mistake. The account had a profound effect on Nobel. He decided he wanted to be known for something other than developing a means to kill people and amassing a fortune in the process. So he initiated the Nobel Prize. Nobel said every man ought to have a chance to correct his eulogy in midstream and write a new one. The fact is, we're all going to die someday, and of course, we need to ask ourselves this question. Are there areas of my life that I need to change before I stand before God on Judgment Day? That's a vitally important question. We need to do a self-evaluation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. When we become Christians, we become a new creation. Our old way of life must be replaced with a new way of life. A change must take place. We are to be brand new people with our thinking must change, our behaviors must change, our commitments must change. And the change that God wants to have is not just a one-time change, but an ongoing change. 1 John 2:6 says, whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. This is John Church with Katy Park Baptist Church, encouraging you to go the distance in Christ.